We here at Shush acknowledge that we are on the traditional homelands of the Puyallup tribe. The Puyallup people have lived on and stewarded these lands since the beginning of time and continue to do so today. We recognize that this land acknowledgement is one small step toward true allyship, and we commit to uplifting the voices, experiences, and histories of the indigenous people of this land and beyond.
Hey Debbie, hi, this is Nicole Erickson. I'm the library director here at the Puyallup Public Library in beautiful downtown Puyallup. Mm-hmm. And Debbie, I think this is a really good opportunity to tell everybody about a really fun new program we have, our Jam Sesh. We have jam sessions.
We are so excited about this.
We're really excited. And what's not to be excited about? We sing, we play music.
Yep.
And
chit-chat.
We chit-chat.
Yeah.
And anyone of any ability is welcome to join on in.
Yes.
Also, this is in some way promoting our new my musical instrument library.
Yes.
And so if you don't have an instrument but would like to participate, we do have ukuleles, bongos, and a cajon available. And sometimes some other percussion instruments. That sort of depends. But we always have something for people to play.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be really great if more people would come and join us. We've had one very successful program so far.
We did.
And we're going to be continuing with this through February. And then see if how that goes, and maybe it'll pick back up. But I would say grab your instrument and head to the library and make some beautiful music.
Yes, me too. Please come one, come all. It's really fun.
It is really fun. So, and I was saying earlier, I feel like maybe our mission here is just to make music more experiential and something that's more attainable to people. We're certainly not musicians. We're not quitting our day jobs. And it's just fun to make music, and it's fun to make music together. That's how we build community.
I agree. It's an amazing place. We have the program held in one of our big meeting rooms, and so there's plenty of room. We've even got a baby grand piano in there if someone wanted to play along on the piano. We bring some music that's real simple and straightforward, but you don't even have to follow it. You can just play along if you'd like to or listen. Real cash.
What do you think? Should we play a song or two?
I think we should.
Get people in the happy music making mood.
I think we should do it.
All right, how about a little Herman's Hermits?
I love it.
All right.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Oh yeah. She would, she danced with me like I hope she would. Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something. We only danced for a minute or two, but then she stuck close to me the whole night through. Can I be falling in love? She's everything I've been dreaming of. Everything I've been dreaming of. I walked her home. She held my hand. I knew it couldn't be just a one-night stand. I asked to see her next week, and she told me I could. I asked to see her, and she told me I could. Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something. We only danced for a minute or two, but then she stuck close to me the whole night through. Can I be falling? Good.
was fun.
Yeah.
I think we're into something
good. I think we're into something good. And this program totally is.
I think the library as a whole is something good. But this is just one of the many ways we're the place to be.
Yep. We're branching out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Should we do another song?
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's do it. So I've been watching a little behind the scenes documentary on the Beatles.
Oh, so, is it the one, the big one that has like three parts?
No.
Oh, okay. It's a different one. Okay.
It's a different one. I don't have that streaming service.
I don't know if I do either.
I have the one on Freebie. It's lots of commercials.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
But maybe we can do a little Imagine, mm-hmm. little John Lennon.
Let's give it a whirl.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky.
Say that you are playing the ukulele, and what kind is that ukulele?
Well, this is a concert ukulele size, and yes. This is a travel ukulele, so it's very thin.
Yeah.
And it is one of my favorites. I actually, if you listen to the notes, I traded out the G for the low G to give it a little bit of a deeper, less of a toy sound.
Yeah, more of a nice bass.
So if you want to... You can kind of keep a little beat with it. But, you know, I'm learning, and I miss quite a few notes, and I just keep on going because
it sounded great to
that's
me.
Not the point.
Yeah.
It's about getting better, and it's about the journey.
It is about the journey. That's so true.
Yeah. Yes. And I see that you are sitting
on
one of my favorite musical instruments in the world, the cajon.
The cajon, which I had never heard of, never had seen. And it is so cool. It's a drum that you can sit on and play with your hands. And it's really fun. I'm not good at it, but I'm trying to keep a rhythm a little bit and get the words in.
Well, I think you're better than you think you are. And I think that it's very cool when you hit it up at the top. Mm-hmm. It sounds a little bit like a snare drum. And then hit it down below. It's a deeper drum.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's so cool.
I've seen a lot of street musicians use
those.
Oh,
I bet.
It's just amazing.
And I bet they're super good.
Yep.
I have been known, though, to do a tasty lick of on Hotel California, that drum solo. Remember when I did that one time?
I'm getting goosebumps just remembering it.
Me too.
Even
that I get at.
I told people, Debbie's got a drum solo.
So maybe you'll hear us do Hotel California next time, or maybe when you come to our program.
I think that's the hook, Debbie.
I do too.
Come and hear the drum solo.
The drum solo. It's all about that.
Well, Debbie, I could play with you, and I could play the ukulele all day long.
Me too.
But we will put a pin in this, and we will see you on the third. What is it? The third Tuesday of the next few months. So come and join us. We really do have a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. Yep. Look it up on our website, Ask at the Desk. Social media has it posted. And come and join us either with an instrument or without. We'll get you something to play. We're definitely going to be having more ukuleles. So,
yes. Also, too, it's good to know that we do have copies of the music that we're playing that we make available for everyone.
Yeah.
But also, we really encourage people, if you are a more seasoned musician, please bring your music and we will make copies for the group so that you can lead some songs.
Yes.
And it really is more of not a drum circle, but just a music circle where there's no leader here.
Yeah.
We're all just doing it together.
Yep. I love it.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for being part of this special little mini episode on Shush.
Rock and roll.
Next up on Shush, Debbie sits down with Neil McKay of the Whatcom County Library System as a guest on his Library Stories podcast. Find them online at wcls.org/podcast. Stay tuned after the interview for another very special guest with Debbie that you won't want to miss.
Welcome to Shush with Debbie. I am Debbie, and I'm here in the coolest little library in Deming, Washington, which is right outside of Bellingham, Washington. I'm here doing a special podcast collaboration with the amazing Neil McKay, who is the online experience coordinator with Whatcom County Library System. Neil, it's so great to do this collaboration with you. Welcome to Shush with Debbie.
Oh, well, and for you, welcome to Deming Library. We're so glad that you came up this weekend. It's Monday now, but you came up yesterday to visit our open book festival.
It was amazing. What a program. We were astonished and just so delighted to be there for that amazing program. In fact, we want to do something similar. So, kudos.
It was really great, and we got a lot of positive feedback. There was hundreds of people came. What was your what do you remember of it? What was your favorite?
Oh my goodness!
It'd be hard to pick a favorite.
It would be really hard to pick a favorite. So I'll just list a few of my favorites.
Okay.
One was the historical writer. Candace is her first name. She had her books there. She was talking about the history of the Bellingham area and the books that she wrote that I feel would be appropriate for our library, Puyallup Public Library, to have in our collection as well. And it would be wonderful to have her come and speak in Puyallup. You know, she had a lot of stories about Puyallup that she's learned or read and, gathering information for her books. So that was one. I loved meeting the literacy executive director and talking about what they do for your library system and how connected they are and the support that they give you. I loved all the little craft booths. Some of your coworkers and staff people had their little booths. One of my favorites was the I'm not sure what her position is in the library, but she had crafted little catnip toys that related to books, and she had vegetables filled with catnip, and we bought a carrot.
Oh, that's great.
And then a quick couple others. Paul and I actually danced in the silent disco.
Yeah.
It was fabulous, and I didn't even know what one of those was, but you guys nailed it with the like the tent and the streamers, the sparkly streamers in there, and then the music choices. We were dancing next to two young boys who were snickering the whole time as they watched us try to make some cool moves. And then also the canopy tent, which had little excerpts of cool movies and animated movies, and you got a bag of popcorn. So
that's right.
It was all good.
So canopy, just to clarify, because it was a canopy.
It was a canopy.
But canopy is our streaming movie service that provides. It's a Netflix like thing that provides up to 10 movies a month for free.
It's
documentaries
so cool.
And first run movies and
and
lots of kids movies too that are always free. And then with the Silent Disco, of course, we were promoting Freegal, which is our streaming music service.
Exactly.
So I'm glad you enjoyed those, because a lot of people seem to enjoy it, and a lot of people didn't know.
They just don't know. And
all the things the library provides.
Exactly. So many wonderful things.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, cool. Okay, so let's see. Let's go to the first question that I ask every guest that I have, and that is, tell us a little bit about who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Who I am?
Yes.
That's a deep question.
It is. Okay. Who are you?
Who am I really? I've worked for the library system for 5 years.
Yes.
As online experience coordinator, which means that I manage the website and the social media, but also I'm troubleshooting online content that we provide. So ebooks and e-audiobooks, if you're having trouble with them, if you don't understand
how it works,
you'll end up talking to either a branch staff member or if they can't solve the problem, they usually push it up to me.
Gotcha.
And sometimes it's a problem with the vendor, things like that, and I'll have to deal with that. But also not just ebooks, but like Canopy, like the movie service, or Freegal, we have LinkedIn Learning where you can watch training videos.
And I've used also, those myself.
So there's tons of these online resources, and I'm kind of the point person for if something goes wrong. We have like Consumer Reports online, which in order to get in there without the library, you have to pay for a subscription.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So these are things that's important to people. And I'm just, kind of the guy who helps troubleshoot problems and keeps things going.
Okay, so the second question is, let's see here. Tell me about your connection to Puyallup and the Puyallup Public Library.
Well, that's a really good question. It kind of explains why we're doing this in the first place.
Yep.
So I have two connections with Puyallup, and I don't know which one to say first. Let's do us, because
that's how we met.
So I met Debbie, and Debbie's director Nicole. At a library conference.
Yep.
And Debbie was doing a podcast. You were already doing a podcast when we met.
Yes, I already had started it.
But I was doing a session.
Yeah.
Kind of talking about how to do a podcast.
Right.
And Debbie sat in on that and was fascinated. But also Debbie's director, Nicole, is a ukulele player of some pretty good talent.
She is amazing.
And of course, I'm a ukulele player of moderate talent.
You are amazing as well.
And we kind of got together.
Yes.
And played ukulele. I remember.
Yes, after the trivia night, which was also amazing.
That was great too.
That was so fun.
That was so fun. We were on
same team.
Debbie and I were on the same team, and Nicole and some others were on another. And we were highly competitive.
Oh my gosh, the competition was fierce.
We didn't. Neither of us came in first, though, right?
No, but we were.
We were second.
We were second.
We were second,
and
they were third.
Yeah, so.
Or maybe they were fourth.
Oh, I'm not
I don't
sure.
want to start that no, that fight rumor. Again.
Yeah, exactly.
It was pretty bad.
Yes.
At the time, but we were harsh foes at the time,
because
we
time.
Take our trivia seriously.
Oh my gosh!
And then afterwards, we pulled out the ukuleles and played till like 1 a.m.
Oh my gosh! It was so magical. It was at the sort of towards the end of summer. So it was a warm summer evening. We
and it was outside. It was in Moscow, it was, Idaho.
Yes, Moscow, which, Idaho. It was the PNLA conference held there.
That's Pacific Northwest, Library Association.
Yes. And I'll never forget, because you and Nicole played a Rolling Stones song on the ukuleles, and we all sang really softly, and it was just magical.
It was beautiful, and that was you beautiful. Can't always get
you
what you want.
You can't always get what you want. It's such a great song.
But if you try sometimes, you get what you need. That was almost a spiritual experience
it
there.
It was. I'll never forget it.
I'm glad we were able to
me too.
Do that. So that was how we met.
Yes.
So that's my one connection to Puyallup. My
and
other connection
one,
is, and we'll probably talk about this a little more later, but I have a friend, Greg Sneed, who lives in Puyallup.
That lives
and
there.
Greg and I met while we were both doing a fundraising event for the Fred Hutch Cancer Research Center. And the event was a stair climb, not the big climb, which happens in the Columbia Center in Seattle, but a little bit smaller, but it was the Space Needle. And we got to climb the 832 steps of the spiral staircase in the middle of the Space Needle.
Oh my gosh.
It's an outdoor staircase.
Yeah, it's just an incredible story.
It's amazing to have been able to do that. And the first year that we did that, we were doing it independently.
Right.
But I reached out to him as a way to like get some interest on social media, on Facebook. And I said, he and I were like the number one, number two fundraisers at the time.
Gotcha. That's right.
I think I was number two because I don't think I've ever surpassed Greg in fundraising.
He's up there.
But we decided that we would start a little rivalry on social media.
That was perfect.
Tag each other.
Kind of catch on.
Yeah. And people really loved it. And we were fun. And then we ended up meeting in person. And the thing that really drew us together is there was an event where the Space Needle Foundation and the Fred Hutch Center invited all the participants to a meet and greet at the Space Needle.
Gotcha.
And a lot of people were doing this fundraiser for a lot of different reasons. Some people just like climbing stairs. It's a fun sport.
Yeah.
And some people were raising money. But Greg and I were the only two who had already created our own t-shirts and had business cards to promote our fundraisers.
Oh my word.
So it was like, he walks in and I'm wearing my t-shirt that says, you know, that talks about fundraising.
Yes.
He walks in, he has a t-shirt. And we hand each other business cards. And it's like friends for life. Nerds for life.
Meant to be.
Yes.
So meant to be. We have a very special guest today. Huh? Is that you?
I am Batman.
Batman, your cape, it's so billowy. Welcome to Shush with Debbie, Batman. I am so happy to know that you are watching over our library, Batman. Puyallup Public Library is so fortunate to have your watchful eyes and bat ears tuned to our city. Let's get started with the first two questions I ask all of our guests. The first one is, tell our listeners who you are and a little about yourself.
I am the Batman, vengeance in the night, defender of innocence against the evils of the night. But the Batman is also a symbol, Debbie, for all those who would take a stand against injustice, whether that's in Gotham or Puyallup.
Oh my gosh. Number two, tell me about your connection to Puyallup and the library.
Puyallup and the library included is a place full of people ready to believe in good. A hero can be anyone, Debbie. Even someone doing something as simple as letting a stranger know they're welcome, or helping someone stay warm and dry on a cold, wet day.
This is the most beautiful thing. Batman, thank you so much. Are you able to stay and talk for a while, or
I'm sorry, Debbie. That's the bat signal. I must go.
Oh, all right. What are you... Do you know what's happening, or do you just go see what's out there and...
I know that I'm needed, Debbie, and that's all that I need to know.
Okay. Thank you. Will you come back?
Of course.
Thank you, Batman. Bye.